Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show on what we like to call Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Here's one for you. I've always said that Democrats and liberals have to have double standards because if they didn't, they would have no standards at all. So you might be asking yourself, if you haven't been paying too much attention to the mainstream fake news media, in terms of the war with Ukraine, people around America are demanding, some people are, that businesses owned by Americans in Russia close their doors because of human rights. But they aren't demanding the same treatment of China. Seton Motley joins me now, who's president of Less Government. Hey, Seton, welcome back to the program.
Greetings, sir.
Why is there that duplicity?
Because China can afford to bribe America and Russia can't.
That's about it.
I mean, it's as simple as that. Russia's a weak sister. I've been saying since the outset of this stupidity with which we have no national interest whatsoever, Europe's GDP is 11 times larger than Russia's. It's their continent. Let them handle it. Russia can barely move in Ukraine. Are they really a threat to conquer Europe? I don't think so. They haven't spent the last several decades dumping money into the United States, bribing government officials. Hello, Eric Swalwell. Hello, Nancy Pelosi. Hello, Dianne Feinstein. Hello, Mitch McConnell. They haven't spent, China's spent the last 30 years plus bribing colleges and universities with the Confucius Project, which was setting up pro-China departments and colleges all across the country. They've been buying real estate and farms and other interior land and businesses in the United States. Where is CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., blocking all this? They haven't been. So it's basically what it comes down to is China owns a large swath of the important parts of the United States, and that's why you watch even fools like LeBron James in the NBA look really silly. I wrote like last week or a week or two ago, the PGA is selling out to the Pro Golfers yep. Association is selling out to communist China. It's government officials, it's businesses of all types, sports, regular business, big tech for sure selling out to China. You know, I wrote a piece years ago where it was two different stories. First, the story was Google said they wouldn't do work for the U.S. military because it was offensive and whatever. And then, like a week later, they signed a new contract with China.
And, of course, the contract with China was much more onerous in terms of its requirements and what they would expect the company to do.
Right. I mean, obviously, the military contract would have been a straight business deal. You know, there's no attending requirements by the U.S. government to capitulate by Google. Of course, there's a ton of capitulations and giveaways and the China demands of Google.
And I'll tell you, I think, Seton, this was Apple, but the workarounds they've done, which seem really sleazy to me. I mean, they're the kind of workarounds you expect from minor league people where China says, hey, you've got to share your data with us. And Apple or Microsoft or Google says, well, we can't do that because that would look bad. So China says, oh, okay, well, why don't you just make this Chinese company the repository of your data?
Right.
They already share with us. And then you can tell Americans, we're not sharing with them. I mean, you get these Clintonian responses, I didn't have sex with her. There were some things that happened, but it wasn't sex. You get American companies that say, well, we're not sharing the data with China. And not saying that under their breath, they're saying, no, our data is stored with a Chinese company that does it for us. But what's the difference?
They're saloon doors. Remember on the old saloons in the Wild West?
Yeah.
Where you just push on them ever so slightly and they give in and open up for you? Yeah, these cut-through companies, these saloon door companies, where, it's like basically what China does is they offer quote-unquote cloud services in China. And unlike our cloud services, which allegedly try to protect our data once we upload to it, these Chinese cloud services are, as you said, set up specifically to allow companies like Apple and Microsoft and Google to store their data in the cloud. And, somebody else has a key besides Apple, Microsoft, and Google. It's the Chinese government.
But Apple gets to claim, or Google or whoever gets to claim, our hands are clean. because the dirty work is being done by somebody else. And that, I think, is doubly duplicitous because they know exactly what they're doing. And
it's
they say,
like
look.
Tech neophytes. It's not like they're tech neophytes and they don't know what's happening.
No. And so the end result is they're constructively lying to the rest of us just by saying, well, you didn't ask the right question. Is any of the data that I give you ending up with the Chinese government through you? Which they might have said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, we put it in this company and it goes to China. But we don't actually have our fingerprints on it. So therefore, we can say we're blameless.
Right. And of course, what really what's additionally nauseating is, while Google and all these big tech companies are working to undermine us and sell out to the Chinese government, our government is selling out to big tech. I mean, it's, you know, with Section 230, which is blanket amnesty for, it's just the most absurd cronyism in the history of cronyism. They want to give them net neutrality, which, amongst other things, outlaws big tech companies being charged for the data they use. We can't seem to get any traction on anything with regard to reining in any kind of antitrust fashion. Whether or not you like the new laws, I don't. But we can rein them in under existing antitrust law. Gee, it never, ever, ever happens to them. Why? It's because the Google and Facebook and the big tech companies have done what China's done, which is bribe DC into passivity about doing anything to rein them in. Meanwhile, you know, our government subserviates itself to big tech, and in China, big tech subserviates itself to government.
Unbelievable. That is Seton Motley, the president of Less Government. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Don't worry, we don't name every day of the week, but tomorrow is First Amendment Friday. Don't forget about that. I've got a little advice for you. If you work from home, spending 8 or 10 hours in a small office, that brings a world of smells that nobody really wants. Luckily, the folks at Eden Pure can help you out. And right now, Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. No, it's not a filter. It's better. People are raving about how well it works. I've got one in the studio that I got to get rid of, well, dog smells and things like that. It kills mold and mildew. It freshens and cleanses the air you breathe. Pet, kitchen, basement, all those things. It takes care of the whole thing with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And you don't have to mess with replacing costly air filters. It connects via USB so you can use it in your office or your studio like I do, or you can put it in your car. Take advantage of this limited offer. Eden Pure is offering the BOGO, the buy one, get one free offer to my listeners this week only. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Lars BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Lars BOGO. Hurry, this buy one, get one free sale ends on March 20th, 3 days from now, and shipping is free at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Lars BOGO. And you're listening to the Lars Larson Show. Send your emails to talk